So if you were to discuss this with her, obviously one of the questions that would come up would be, if the recurrence score is high, what kind of chemotherapy do you think you would likely utilize, and how would you answer that?
That will vary tremendously. Everybody has their preconceived notions. There are many members of the CLGB breast committee that I deal with who believe that Don Berry's data, where he showed minimal benefit for receptor-positive patients with cytotoxics, would actually, it takes longer because we know these patients relapse slowly and that one has to be patient. You will see the difference.
Of course, that didn't take into account the recurrence score.
No, it did not. And
so for
the question
purposes,
is which cytotoxic. I mean, I can tell you what I use for myself.
What do you use?
I'm a rather traditionalist, and until there's good proof that a taxane adds anything to the ER-positive patient in this setting, I've been using traditional AC. The reasons for AC is because of patient compliance. This is an issue that is sort of not always recognized, that the older treatments, such as the oral cyclophosphamide, were very nauseating, and many patients actually do not take the proper dosing because of it.
So you'd be considering four cycles of AC?
Four cycles of AC.